WQKL, Ann Arbor's 107.1, a Cumulus station.
And on the club champion, center stage on the mic, and we're putting it on wax. It's the news.
This is Treetown Sound with Matthew Altruda.
Well, I've been waiting for this show for many, many, many moons. But not for the reasons that you're probably realizing. One of the big reasons is I was awaiting my close friend, I'll say best friend. I love this kid with all my heart, Mr. Ross Fetterman of Tally Hall, to join me in studio today. He was a part of the great festivities for the soccer game, playing on Main Street on the main stage, and also last night at the Blind Pig. If you see posters all over town, that was my street team. I don't put up posters anymore, and I'm sure they're going to come down with due time. But I wanted to mention the block party that was held on Saturday or Friday night before the game. There was a great street festival. I was the master of ceremonies. A lot of bands played. They did a wonderful job. And, you know, the city of Ann Arbor, the people that live here, you know, I was so honored to see so many familiar faces that came out to party with all the soccer fans and celebrate on the street. And I know it sounds like a terrible cliche when you're like, well, it's the people of Ann Arbor that make Ann Arbor so great. But it really is true. I mean, it is, and it's a cliche, and I don't even like saying it. I feel like Scooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore or something when he's talking to the people on the golf course, but it really is true, and everyone who came up to me and thanked me and gave me high fives, really, it's right back at you. Thank you so much for coming and representing and sharing the arts and making Ann Arbor the greatest city in the universe. And for all of you that got stuck in traffic for 4 hours yesterday, well, that would probably be none of you, because if you're listening to this, you're probably in Ann Arbor. So today is special for me because Ross Fetterman is in studio. He's the only one who's ever co-hosted or ever hosted this radio show. When I went away last year, he did one of my shows for me. Other than that, I've been live in studio every Sunday for the last 3 years. So what am I going to do today? Well, I'm going to do a Tally Hall takeover. That's right, Ross. Ross is looking at me right now. He really didn't know what I had in store, but I'm going to play a lot of Tally Hall, and for a few reasons. Reason number one, I absolutely love this band, regardless if they're from Ann Arbor and University of Michigan kids. They could be from China, and I would love them. There are two albums I am a big fan of. I'm going to be sharing their music with you today. And if you've never heard of Tally Hall, well, then I need your listening caps on, because they're one of the most intelligent bands that has ever lived, with their vocal harmonies and their songwriting and their sense of humor and their web show. They were signed by Atlantic. They toured with Guster. They have a lot of people just desperately in love with them. And they're not really a touring band anymore. They all have other stuff going on, which is sad, but some of them are still making music, and we're going to touch base on that, Stu. Ross, who's in studio today, is getting his doctorate in immunology, which, if you don't know what that is, well, you probably never will, but he's going to Yale to be a doctor. And enough about him. Let's talk more about Tally Hall, because that's what the show's all about, right, Ross?
I guess so.
All right, so we're going to start with the tunes here, with our Tally Hall takeover on Treetown Sound. This is The Bidding from their Redo Atlantic release.
Every dollar at the liquor shop, and even though I know I haven't got a lot, I'll try to give you love until the day you drop. I've been training like a Pavlov dog, let my independence out to take a hike. All you gotta do is activate my bill, and I'll fetch you anything you like. Dated every woman in the atmosphere. I've been to every continent, broken all the hearts in every hemisphere. And if I'm not the type of guy you like to circumvent, just remember not to love you when I disappear.
I graduated at the top, I like to take advantage of the bourgeoisie. So if you have a fantasy of being a queen, maybe you should blow a couple bucks on me.
Tree Town Sound on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
That is And by Tally Hall. If you're just tuning in now, this is Tree Town Sound. I am your host, Matthew Altruda, and we are doing a Tally Hall takeover today. The very amazing Tally Hall, which has Ann Arbor roots, not named for a soccer player or a parking garage in Ann Arbor. Ross, it was named for the Mechanical Museum. Is that what it is?
Well, it was named for a mini mall that the Mechanical Museum was in. It was actually a food court. There was like a strip mall, and there was a food court. It was at in Farmington Hills.
And you're from Bloomfield.
Orchard. Yeah, so it was around the corner from us. I think it closed in 84.
Wow. So we were you born in 84?
Sorry, 89. It closed in 89. Okay. I was four when it closed. I was born in 85. But yeah, I think it was credited for being the first food court in the United States. The first place that had like... but it was a really cool food court. It didn't have...
Only Bloomfield would have like a taco, try to make that claim.
It didn't have like a Taco Bell or anything. They were like independent little companies.
And this is in Bloomfield?
Farmington.
They have Farmington a sign when you get to Farmington, like the home of the first food court, Farmington Hills?
I would highly doubt they would want
to... We should start a Kickstarter to make... A sign, a huge sign before
like,
Farmington.
Dear Farmingtons, be more proud of the fact that first food court.
First food court.
But
that's huge.
It was a magical food court. I mean, the Marvins had his machines sort of strewn about the place instead of being in one particular location. So it was a really kind of a magical, mystical place.
A lot of birthday parties there.
Yeah, I don't think I had a birthday party there, but I'm sure people did.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty cool. So you're the drummer for Tally Hall, and Tally Hall has not been playing. You're currently at Yale right now. You went to University of Michigan, played in the basketball drum line. You're your career has been pretty amazing up to this point with everything you're doing, and now you're trying to save the world. You know, a lot of my listeners and a lot of my friends, what do you think it's going to take besides $1 million to get Tally Hall to come to a show in Ann Arbor? Who should these people be tweeting to and writing to?
Ooh, I don't know.
Pass.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been a while since we've all played together. I think that would be the biggest hurdle to get over is just the time, you know, every year that goes by. And I don't know. I'm busier than ever and busier as I move through grad school.
True.
I'm sure Zubin's swamped. I think he's towards the end of medical school, probably. It might be between third and fourth year.
Where is he going to school? Somewhere in California,
Somewhere in California. I don't recall the name off the top of my
head. And Joe's in school in Florida.
So Joe's not in school at the moment, but he is down in Florida.
Right.
He's working for an electric scooter company doing all sorts
of things. Is he really?
Yeah, it's called American Electric. Oh, it's a really cool company.
Did he ride his scooter there?
All the way to Florida? I doubt it.
No. And that was the scooter you were riding last summer?
That was a similar scooter.
All right, cool.
Yeah. And then, you know, Rob's busy with his solo career. Andrew's busy with his solo career. So I think everyone's got a lot going on.
So basically, we need one of you to get married, all of you to go to the wedding, and then book a show. Wedding. Next Tally Hall show is going to be at a wedding.
I would play at any of their weddings, obviously.
Yeah, of course. You're always down to play. You're a drummer. Drummers want to play constantly. You give a drummer a night off, and they're, like, lost.
I mean, to keep drumming at Yale, I play in a steel drum band we have at Yale. So that's my weekly drumming outing, and it's great. I've always wanted to play with steel drums. It's like a dream come true. I play the same beat for almost every song.
That's
like a soca beat.
That's awesome.
It's okay. It's fine. It's fun.
You paid your dues. You can play whatever you want at this point. It's Ross Fetterman of Tally Hall live in studio with me. For our Tally Hall takeover. So was Welcome to Tally Hall or Good Day the first song you put out?
Ooh. I think both of those songs were technically put out before I joined the band. So I don't know. There were two EPs that eventually turned into the Complete Demos. The Complete Demos was released very shortly after I joined the band.
That was 05, probably.
The Complete Demos was like 2004, maybe.
2004.
And then we recorded Marvin's in 05. And the demos sort of rolled into Marvin's, and we added, like, The Bidding wasn't on the Complete Demos.
Mm-hmm.
Spring to Storm, you know, so there were a few tracks that were added to expand and Marvin's was sort of our first official release.
Got it.
In a real studio record. I don't even know the names of both EPs. The first one was, one of them was Party Booby Trap.
Yep, Party Booby Trap. I like that.
Anyone who's a fan of palindromes, there's another fun one to add to.
Really?
Yeah, Party Booby Trap.
Party Booby Trap is a palindrome?
It is a palindrome.
For those of you who are just tuning in and don't know what a palindrome is, that's when a word spells the same thing backwards and forward. Like race car.
Yeah.
Or Bob.
Right, Bob's a classic example.
Bob's a classic example.
So it was ooh. With no H on the end.
All right, we're going to do one more Tally Hall song. We're going to do a lot more Tally Hall songs. Let's be honest. Well, I think the Welcome to Tally Hall is probably the quintessential first big Tally Hall song that was introduced to me. That and Good Day. I mean, you did the music video Good Day, but Welcome to Tally Hall, maybe it's because your name's in it. Maybe it's because you're welcoming the fans. Who knows? I don't. Do you?
I don't know. I mean, it's like the anthem song.
Right? It is
I mean,
the anthem song.
A lot of people have the anthem song.
When's the last time you listened to this?
And have a good time.
When's the last time you listened to Welcome to Tally Hall, the Atlantic version?
I couldn't tell you.
You couldn't tell me. Well, this is all of you, me and Ross, getting to hear himself drum on Welcome to Tally Hall.
Can I get a tea? And if you hit me with the A-L-L-Y, then you'd see why the hall is here for y'all. Well, the mini mall is calling us all in. So kids, pack up your mom's car, back up the Windstar, kick it in drive and arrive at the Mega Mart. Slide the side hatch with pride, cause your ties match on booty duty like your name was Eddie Thatch. W-W-T-H-D, we like to kick it at the university, but all work and no play makes us crazy. So we jump in the bumping SUV. Get the street, tune zone one. Do a donut on your mama's fun, love wound. And sooner than you get up on the rock and roll show at the Tizzy Hizzy, we'll be gone.
We're in the mini mall. We're in the carnival. We like to play it all. Welcome to Tally Hall.
The automated players, I proclaim. Yellow Tide, the swamp fellow, writes heterophonic tunes of how love bites. Rat, the proud, loud guy we adore. Now turn it up more. So great in the back, sipping Yak in here. He's knocking down the shots like Queen Lambert.
sent home the locksmith. Dreams got keys to unlock the rock in the act. Would you please now open the case? Give Lou the bass and jiggle your bajiggle all over the place.
We're in the carnival, working the carnival. We like to play it all.
Flick off the switch and we'll ignite the night in pitch. Singing songs you like to hear, and the world will disappear. Then we'll be glowing in the dark, lighting up the park.
Revealing that the hall is the place that aims to please. With unpredictable games and antiquities. They're collectible, so delectable. The unreliable styles are detectable. Like I might rap like an English chap. Take it by the nickels and I'll bum your strap. We had the goal of bloody
welcome to Tally Hall.
We're stereosonic, we're animatronic. We're rocking with the global electronic bodies. A quick distraction, a mechanic attraction. Got a penny in your pocket but the slot.
Hey ho, don't you know, it's a good old fashioned puppet show. That's right, like the sun. We're the Marionette Quintet. We think we're playing in a band. We love to give you all a
Welcome to Tally Hall by Tally Hall on this beautiful... You upset, Ross? I faded out the end of the cheering. Do you want that?
No. It goes on for a while.
It goes on forever.
In fact, I think at the Blind Pig once, it went on for at least a minute after we stopped playing, which is really amazing to have the audience just kind of keep going over that and not let the song end.
Just singing the chorus over and over again?
That refrain at the end, they just kept on going. It was really cool.
You know the song Not Fade Away? No. No, my love, not fade away. Come on. But, the Grateful Dead covered it from Buddy Holly.
Oh. This whole weekend, the theme of it has been I'm not familiar, as familiar with Grateful Dead as I'm supposed
whatever.
To be.
Whatever. Well,
I feel terrible about it.
The Grateful Dead fans used to honk it. Honk the chorus leaving their show, and they would honk it the whole parking lot and after, because when the Dead would close on it.
And it's totally monotone, so that the honking could accurately.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. The honking was spot on. They even did the solos.
Was one note. The rhythm is all you need.
The rhythm is all you need,
or
exactly.
Or did they like coordinate with cars that had different horns?
They did,
in
actually.
Order to actually get the melody going. That's impressive.
They would go through the parking lot, they'd have hire people while the Dead was playing, and they would put letters on everyone's car on which time to press it exactly coordinate the chorus perfectly.
That sounds like a Flaming Lips type stuff.
Yeah, that never happened. The Grateful Dead would never be that organized. This is Ross Fetterman on air with me, Matthew Altruda, for Treetown Sound. It's a Tally Hall takeover. And Ross is my boy, so it's a little different radio show today. We're having a lot more... Well, I'm always having a lot of fun. We're just a little looser today in studio. Is that fair to say, Ross?
Yeah, I think
we
so.
Definitely got... Had a pretty loose weekend, too.
Yeah, and I
lots of fun.
I think I lost my voice singing to Technotronic all night.
Yeah, we did a party last night at the Blind Pig, a 90s dance party. You know, and after our street festival, and I had such a busy week. Last night was so much fun to just get crazy. And the old men are paying for it today, but what can you do, right? That's just how we roll in Ann Arbor sometime. Got to celebrate while you can. Okay, when we come back after this break, we're going to be hearing a studio recording from Tally Hall that has never been released on an album. Oh, no. Ross is looking at me like, what'd you do?
What?
What do you have? That's right, kids. Don't record this next song after this break.
Okay, who's Alfred Taubman?
Alfred E. Taubman. He's the Mad Magazine kid. Red hair, freckles, parts his teeth in the middle.
Who is Monty Osteria?
Monty Osteria. New Tiger shortstop. Good glove. Hits with power.
The man being questioned is another local banker who's not with Bank of Ann Arbor.
What's the Jerk Pit?
It's a singles bar. The Jerk Pit.
What's Cosmo?
That's the fuzzy polka-dotted guy on Sesame Street, Cosmo.
Sadly, his lack of local knowledge is obvious.
What's the Wolverine Tower?
That's a cheerleading stunt. Really gets the crowd going.
Shaky Jake.
Super strong coffee. Shaky Jake.
At Bank of Ann Arbor, helping the people, businesses, and community of Washtenaw County, and now Plymouth, is what we do better than most non-local banks.
What's Amaze Out?
That's a new microwave popcorn. Their kettle corn's dynamite, by the way.
Bank of Ann Arbor helps. Visit BOAA.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pin your dream vacation and you could win 2 million Wyndham Rewards points in the Microtel Inn and Suites by Wyndham Microcation Contest. That's like winning 140 hotel stays. Visit Facebook.com/Microtel for rules and entry guidelines.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-945-9429. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and CVS, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-945-9429. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-945-9429.
Does your furnace need repair? Your house need cleaning? Or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to handyman.homeadvisor.com. HomeAdvisor is a free online resource with instant access to top-rated remodelers, maids, handymen, roofers, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to handyman.homeadvisor.com. Handyman.homeadvisor.com. That's handyman.homeadvisor.com.
This is Treetown Sound on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love she wanted you to wait? Well, let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions, see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants
and a very big bra.
I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back Ms. Rain. But when I swung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
So I took my boss's word for it at this time. I thought having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I got friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. But forget about that, let's go into the story. Father, girl, and blah, 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 that adored me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so that we could build a relationship or some understanding. How it's gonna be in the future, we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had
had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time I called, it seemed that something was brewing. I called on my dime, picked up and called again. Hey yo, who was that? Oh, it's just a friend. Oh no.
Oh baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
Damn girl, what you want from me? I'll give you anything. You want any kind of subscription to a magazine? I'll give you a potato? Mask of some sort. I love you.
So I came to her college on a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I knew she was there. The first semester of the school year. I went to the gate to ask where was her dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. So I did, and I was on my way to see my baby girl, I was happy to say. I rolled up to her dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? He told me where it was, and for the moment I didn't know that I was in for such an event. I went to her room, I opened the door. Oh snap! Guess what I saw? A peloton kissing my girl on the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. Please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Oh baby, you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh baby,
you. That was not me singing the end of that. That was Ross, though, right, Ross?
No, that was Zubin.
No, I know.
Okay.
That was Just a Friend, which is, you know, this is the only radio station on Earth that can play that song live because no one else has it because we're privileged because Ross Fetterman, the drummer of Tally Hall, is in studio with me today visiting town. As he always does, when Ross comes to town, Ann Arbor, it's a party when you come to town. You DJed for the Puck Drops here on Main Street, and you DJed also for the soccer party, the ICC 2014 Championships International Cup Celebration First Ever Street Party. Is that the official title, Ross?
You would know better.
No, but it was...
I knew I was getting like right off the plane, showing up at a stage and DJing.
You literally did.
Doing that again and then again last night.
Yep. And
but it's been great.
And now you're going to go home and visit your fam.
Yep.
In Bloomfield.
Yep.
And where did you go to high school?
Losser, which is actually no longer a school. They combined my old high school and the other school to be like Bloomfield High School.
Would you say that you are the greatest musician to ever graduate from that high school?
No, and I'm not even by far the most accomplished drummer from my high school. Do you know who? I told you. You know this.
Yeah, I do.
So Chad Smith went there too.
Which is pretty amazing. Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer. But you were in school. You played on his drum set. Is that...
So I played on a drum set that he's like a big Pearl endorser. You know, he gets all this good Pearl stuff.
That's
you know,
a type was, of drum.
And I ended up becoming a Pearl artist clam. Too. And I love Pearl. They're a great company. But yeah, so he got a Pearl set donated to the school, either that he donated to the school, and it had his signature and like big, you know, silver Sharpie, those thick, you know, kind of glossy looking. All over the front bass drum head. It's just a huge Chad Smith signature on it. And like that was our high school's drum set.
So that's so cool. Have you met him before?
No, I never got to meet him. And I was hoping at some point in my career I would get to. And it's funny because I grew up, my next door neighbor is the mom who lives next door. And when she was growing up, her best friend lived next door to Chad Smith. And she would always come out and tell me how every time she hears me drumming from the house next door, it reminds her of when she was growing up at her friend's house and hearing Chad Smith drumming from the house next door. In fact, even the UPS guy that dropped off all my drums he was like, the only other time I've brought so many boxes from Pearl was to Chad Smith, like however many years ago. And he like knew it was a Pearl shipment. Like he knew the box type. He's like, yeah, you got a nice fancy new drum set here.
So you're saying the key is to move next to this neighbor and you'll be have professional drumming kids
and you'll start getting shipments from Pearl.
That's awesome.
Awesome drums in them.
We should. Yeah. Well, that's not a school anymore. What happened to the drum set when they got rid of the school? Where is the drum set now, Ross? The
drum set's probably still there.
Is it in your basement? Did you steal the drum?
No. I didn't.
No, you
I have,
didn't.
In fact, and I have my old, I don't even have room in Connecticut for my drum sets, so my drum set's like sitting in my parents' basement.
And what kind of drum set is it?
It's a Pearl Reference Series.
Of course, see? That's why you should give things to school, folks, because later in life they'll buy those things for themselves. Is it because of Chad Smith and because you played it in school that led you to buy that drum later?
No, I had been playing Pearls long before I was in high school. It happened to be my first drum set by happenstance. I bought it used.
But that wasn't a lesson at all, everyone. You should still give to schools. All right, so Tally Hall's second album, Good and Evil, released in 2011. The single that you guys released over that was You and Me, correct?
Maybe. I don't even know if we ever officially released a single. You and Me, we can go.
Yeah, we'll go with You and Me.
Why not?
We're making things up as we go along. Is that a correct?
We sort of did. Yeah, that was the one
I think Martin
premiered here on this station. Yeah.
Well, this is the song that they never officially made their official release, right?
I mean, yeah.
Sure.
For all intents and purposes.
For all intents and purposes, this is their first official release off their second album. This is Tally Hall with You and Me.
Seat of course, maybe I am in the way, recalling it's just you. Off again we go, another seat to sew, another part to keep in proper order. What have I begun? Get away undone. I have seen the signs and I ignored them. Now it's you and me, divine, a circular design. Do-do-do-do. Time and place in mind, points along the line. Do-do-do-do. In the park, carefully remark, everything is better when you're learning. You were in the dark, and I was in the dark. Everything is made to keep on turning. It's just you and me, divine, a circular design.
This is Treetown Sound on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Tick like boulders whenever you don't call.
Does it seem like that where you are? Wherever it is you are, does it seem like that where you are? On the weather, we'll either argue in your house or outside. How different I felt before I got this notch on my belt, cause in my plans, you were all for me. Yeah, but now it seems that you just rather leave. Wherever you go is breaking me slow. Don't leave it alone. Don't leave it alone. You sound so much further on that phone. You fit just right, right next to me. But there's always a reason why it can't be. Miles away from home, all alone, I get a little meaner. I leave a message at your tone, and miles away from home, you get a little cleaner of me. And I find a little greener shade of envy. Wherever you go is breaking me slowly. Don't leave it alone. Don't leave it alone. You sound so much further on the phone. You fit just right, right next to me. But there's always a reason why it can't.
That is Greener by Tally Hall, written by Mr. Rob Cantor, who you may or may not know is the greatest lip syncer in North America. We're doing a Tally Hall takeover, and I have Mr. Ross Fetterman live in studio today on Tree Town Sound. And I got to thank my sponsors before I forget, because there's a lot of big stuff going on this week in Ann Arbor, especially my baby Sonic Lunch, brought to you by the Bank of Ann Arbor. Mr. Laith Alsadi will be playing in Liberty Plaza at noon on Liberty Street. If you do not know who Laith is, then you seriously need to get out more, honestly, and go see some live music. Laith has been rocking this city like no other for like the last 15 years. In my opinion, one of the great guitarists to ever graduate from the Michigan Music School program. His latest album is fantastic. He's played with B.B. King at the Michigan Theater, his last big show, and he'll be there this Thursday for free at Sonic Lunch. Also, Orion Automotive Services, they've been loving cars since 1994, providing automobile maintenance and repair services for European, domestic, and Asian vehicles. It's your dealership alternative. It is now relocated for your convenience on Jackson Road behind the BMW dealership, www.orionA2.com. Rich takes care of my car. He should be taking care of yours. I'll let you know right now, I know for a fact when he's not working, he's dancing. Isn't that right, Ross?
Yeah, I'm just... So the move finally happened.
I have been hearing
for just, I feel like, years that he was going to move to a new location. And
yeah.
It's finally the new location.
It's
so exciting.
The good news is I haven't had to go see it yet.
Okay.
Because when I finally go see the new location...
Your car's got problems.
Even though I have one of his Orion metal signs. Do you see that in the wall of my house from a show? So, Rich, I still haven't lost your Orion sign. It's chilling on my wall. not hung, just like tucked in real nice. But yeah, when I have car problems, I'll be coming to see him. You have any car problems, Ross?
I've got boatloads of car problems.
You're 19.
But I am driving the same 2001 Ford Escape that I have owned since my sophomore year of high school.
Yeah.
The fact that it still drives, I'm happy about it.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's yellow.
It's.
Yeah. Is that what Banana Man was written about?
Yes, Banana Man was written entirely about my car. Note the sarcasm.
Yeah, I don't believe that for a second. All right, so we're going to do one more. This is the song that Ross told me not to play today. When I was going through the different songs, you're like, no, I don't think you should play that. I've heard you play that before, but I love the song.
Oh, yeah, I know what it is.
It is, and it's very Beatles-esque, if you will, but it's not a Beatles. I think, has someone ever asked you if that's a Beatles ripoff?
No, you know, it's weird. A lot of people compare it to Eleanor Rigby, which is mind-boggling to us because I don't really think it's in any way musically similar to Eleanor Rigby at all.
Maybe
it's just like a vibe thing. It's like what the thoughts people have when they listen to both these songs or something. Hmm. I don't know. And now it sounds like I really dislike the song and didn't.
No, you love the song.
I do. I like all of our songs, man.
Absolutely.
I'm very proud of our.
Of course you are. I mean, there's a lot of artists that have painted hundreds of beautiful paintings and they don't like a painting anymore. I mean, you're the artist. You're the creator. It's okay to have different feelings about different songs, right?
Yeah, and I mean, certainly about, you know, as time goes on, you feel differently about a song as you're writing it or working on it.
Totally.
As you do when you're recording it and after it's recorded.
What is Misery Fell? What is the misery that fell? That's also the title of the song for those keeping score at home.
We would probably have to talk to Andrew about that. I don't know.
Boo. All right, Andrew.
Andrew's, the inspiration behind Andrew's writing has always been a mystery to me and remains a mystery.
So basically you're telling me it's, yeah, Misery Fell is about probably like him dropping a bowl of cereal or something.
It may have been.
Could have been. All right. Well, this is another Tally Hall song on The Takeover. This is Misery Fell.
Misery fell on the town when they lost all their looks. Spent all those years with their jobs and their scholarly books. With no one to share all their thoughts and their worldly to-be's. Oh no, they got down and prayed a little more for a life that was free. Wanting a change, they assessed how reform comes around. A wise man suggested they work in their smiles, not their frowns. And all of a sudden it sounds like the town was to be, oh yes, a happier place where they live out their personal dreams. Why, oh why, this town without love, too much faith in above. Can you feel the force that it brings? Not to worry about things, just the stars in the sky, all enjoying their time with a hope for peace. First thing they do is to substitute pleasure for pain, helping themselves figure out there's so much they can gain. The bad guys surrender their chemistry books at the fair. Oh well, then frolic and take in the love that persists everywhere. This town without love, too much faith in above. Can you feel the force that it brings? Not to worry about things, just the stars in the sky, all enjoying their time with a hope for. Faith in above. Can you
kiss all the children that wish, all the fresh living flowers that spend all their hours outside in the rain. You're so happy you came from so far for so long, with a welcoming song just to say, to say.
That is Misery Fell by Tally Hall off their second album, Good and Evil, written by Mr. Andrew Horowitz, who was also in Tally Hall, ironically, just like Ross, who's in studio with me today. One really cool thing about Andrew, and it's great having Ross in here because he can correct me for all my mistakes because he probably knows much better than I do, but he helped produce the brand new John Legend album and was nominated for a Grammy, currently lives in New York City and is... What's the term we should use? Crushing the American music industry? Just being a total boss? Let's go with crushing. I think crushing is the right word.
He's working.
John Legend's pretty popular, too.
Yeah, and I think...
he's a legend.
He is a legend. And it's funny, though. I think Andrew made it sound like, you know, he put a lot of time into working on that record. And when it was first released, the album, you know, it wasn't a flop, but it wasn't anything all that exciting. And, you know, so there was some excitement, you know, like, oh, cool, you got to work with John Legend. And then... Mm-hmm. Then All of Me, you know, overnight blew up and became this like sort of love anthem, and it's a beautiful song.
Have you heard the Tiesto remix of that?
Oh my god, it's terrible. It's like the pre-chorus. I think whatever the melody is when it jumps up to the, like, my head's underwater. Yeah. The melody is.
It's such a beautiful song.
It's amazing.
It's a beautiful song.
Andrew said that once that song was out, and then people knew he worked on the album that had All of Me on it, that was like a game changer. And so now he's. You know, hitting the ground running and working with a number of different clients and a bunch of musicians.
Does he answer the phone when you call?
He still answers most of the time.
Is he better at answering the phone than me?
Oh, Matt, everybody is better at answering the phone than you.
Thank you. So, that's terrible. That's mean.
Well, you know, and I always like, so for anyone listening, when Matt books me for shows, I'm like really particular about advancing shows and knowing where I need to be and when and what all the details are. And so I always...
You're an overthinker.
Overthinker. And the thing is, it always works out, and I need to learn to just not bother you and know that I'm going to show up, and it's going to be great and awesome, but I can't... It's my scientist. It's
You're
my,
a scientist.
Planning mind.
Well, I said we wouldn't talk about your giant suitcase that you brought, so I'm not going to bring that up. Ross comes for a week. He brings enough to like live in the woods for 3 weeks.
Well, here's the deal. It's like a 10-day trip, not just a week.
Oh, that's where you're going to Chicago.
I'm going to Chicago. And also, I mean, I have a bag that's good for like a 5-day trip, 6-day trip, and I don't really have a good in-between size. And then by the time you get to a larger suitcase, you don't want to leave it empty. So
Got it.
If you don't need them, it's like, well, I might as well bring an extra couple hoodies.
True.
You know, a few extra pairs of shoes, because you don't want everything mangled.
It's the scientist, and you're like, what if it rains? What if it hails that morning? What if we get another cold day, like 42 degrees?
You got to be prepared.
That's true. I'm the exact opposite. I bring like a tank top, a pair of hot pants, and some flip-flops. I'm good for a week. No, not really. I actually plan accordingly, especially with a child. You just have to in 2014. All right, I have Ross Fetterman and Tally Hall on the air. We're getting crazy in studio today. But this is your typical Tree Town sound for those who have never listened before and probably never will again. Is there anything you want to say about... Well, we're going to come back. We're going to do some solo projects from the guys. I'm going to come back and do Rob Cantor's Ghost. Is that okay with you?
Totally cool by me.
You don't have any beef with me playing your boys'
solo
have any stuff?
Beef with that. I'm sure they'll be happy.
Yeah, of course. We love Rob. He's going to come in studio here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got him. Awesome.
We don't know. Yeah. We'll talk more about that after this segment when we hear Rob Cantor.
Like, right.
Yeah, we'll wrap off the air.
The Home Depot has Glidden premium paint and primer starting at just $19.97 a gallon. So let's roll with the best value paint and primer in one that's been top rated for 4 years in a row. Then break out some stunning color without breaking the bank. Let's do this. With Glidden Premium Paint and Primer starting at just $19.97 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Rated by an independent consumer study. Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
Local music. Tree Town Sound on Ann Arbor's 107.1.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost by Mr. Rob Cantor of Tally Hall. We're doing the Tally Hall takeover today here on Tree Town Sound. If you're just tuning in, I have Ross Fetterman, their drummer, in studio with me, also getting his doctorate at Yale. Yes, Yale. Yale.
Yale.
Yeah. I mean, there's not two Yales. Like, oh, which Yale? Well, no, there's only
there
one Yale.
There aren't two University of Michigans either. I mean.
True. And yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, and I do want to say, while I have people listening, that if you don't already realize how special Ann Arbor is, I mean, New Haven's great, but I miss the city so much.
Absolutely.
It's always awesome to be back here.
It's been awesome just running around with you. Ross does love Ann Arbor so much. But you're going to learn what you learned at Yale, and you're going to bring it back to Michigan. You're going to be a professor here, and we're going to hang out, and we're going to throw frisbees, and we're going to have the best life together. All right, so we just played Rob Cantor's Ghost. Joe has his side project, Hawaii Part 2, which...
Well, Miracle Musical.
Miracle Musical.
Well, Hawaii Part 2 is the only album.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I'm gonna feature one of these songs right now featuring Charlene Kay and Shane Moe. I want to fit one more in, and we're pressed against time, so you can't hear me talk for a second, but this is Labyrinth from Hawaii Part 2. Is that okay to say it like that way, Ross?
Hey,
is that
it.
Cool? Is that all right?
Yeah, you're all good.
All right, here it is.
West is south. I feel like I'ma never get out. I'm trapped.
See
chasing me. In front of me, my next girl's facing me. Awaiting me, the lights in my sight, but I can't cross these enemy lines. I'm behind. I can feel the fatigue, but I'm dying to shine. But the road winds, I rewind, I rewind. Gotta find a new place to hide for the night. Will I ever escape? Or I try and I try. Everybody's watching me, I'm dying to get out. In the glass labyrinth, I am the mouse.
That is Labyrinth of Hawaii Part 2 that Ross was a part of the project, right, Ross? You
yeah.
helped.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
You're really instrumental in that with Joe's, what's it called, Miracle?
Miracle. Well, it's like Japanese text, which
yeah,
is like
oh,
Miracle Musical, basically, yeah.
That's right, Miracle Musical. All right, I want to fit one more, and we're up against the end of the hour. This is very important to me. This is Isle Unto Thyself with Joe. Joe sings, yeah, obviously
Joe sings
Joe's singing this.
With a bunch of other friends of ours, too.
Very good song. Ross, love you with all my heart, brother. Thanks so much
Thanks.
For coming on the show.
It's
for those
awesome.
Of you tuning in, this is the only takeover you're ever going to hear with Ross on the whole day. I'm so thankful to have him in town and be playing Tally Hall for all of you. This is we're going to end it here with the side project from Joe. This is Hawaii Part 2 with Isle Unto Thyself.
Dust, lonely departing after us, gone not forgotten, long but forgotten. Oh Lord, in every element of life, love camouflaging under strife or other matters, minds over matter. Sorrow, soon off is your island with eyes, sudden invincible.
fire erupted, lands arrive. Why did murderous animals survive? Why did we deserve to be revived? Why was any and everything alive?
New music.